This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell. A traffic stop in southern Colorado earlier this week yielded 26 pounds of cocaine. Trinidad police officers stopped a vehicle traveling north on I-25. Authorities said they received consent to search the vehicle, and a canine alerted to the presence of drugs. The driver of the vehicle faces charges, including possession with intent to distribute. Colorado is getting over $60 million for more than a dozen transportation projects across the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Pueblo Transit will get more than $15.5 million to buy hybrid buses to replace old diesel ones, while Colorado Springs is looking at getting more than $7 million for new buses and to start two express bus services. Some rural transportation networks, like Roaring Fork Transportation Authority and the San Miguel Authority of Regional Transportation, will also get federal dollars to help reduce carbon emissions. Senator Michael Bennett says he's grateful that the bipartisan infrastructure law, which authorized the funding, is still bringing positive changes to the state. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A hospital in southern Colorado and three of its doctors are paying a combined settlement of $650,000 for allegedly violating the Federal Controlled Substance Act. U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver says Mount San Rafael Hospital and Rural Clinic in Trinidad employed the three doctors who allegedly issued invalid prescriptions. They are accused of ignoring signs that the medications were unsafe. Terms of the settlement include no admission of liability by the doctors or hospital. Mount San Rafael Hospital has issued new policies and protocols for the prescribing of opioids. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.